Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
This is a
Hosehead
production.
Jeffrey Dahmer soaked in blood. The Unabomber blowing up. Waco, Texas, and Heaven's Gates. Aliens modified men from apes. JFK shot in the head by the CIA. Bigfoot and the Mothman. Son of Sam talking to dogs again. Witches, ghosts, and goblins. Mysterious noise and hauntings. Dark arts in the skull and bones. Most celebrities are probably cloned. So if you're feeling all alone, crack a beer and get stoned. I welcome you to the podcast, Strange Brew.
It's about to get strange.
The ruling so-called elite certainly view themselves as a race apart. But who are they? Typically, the elite come from certain ancient bloodlines. Researcher Fritz Springmeier identified 13 such bloodlines in his book, Bloodlines of the Illuminati. The elite are obsessed with genealogy, many tracing their bloodlines back thousands of years to ancient Sumer and Babylonia. These are the people at the top of the pyramid who fund both sides of wars, spark revolutions, make presidents their puppets, and they are weird. Not just eccentric or odd, but totally inhumanly strange and evil. A common distinguishing theme among elite circles is an inversion of everything. Good is bad, ugliness is beauty, and pain is pleasure. Think of the Addams family and their affinity for death and torture. In fact, the creator of the cartoon Charles Addams, who strangely gave the family his own surname, was from an elite bloodline himself and related to President John Addams. The Addams are identified by Fritz Springmeier as an Illuminati bloodline family. Leonardo da Vinci, Vincent van Gogh, just a couple of the names that come to mind when we think of beautiful art. And of course, the aristocracy is sponsoring today's generation of talented, inspirational artists. Wrong. While the elite do keep masterful works of art hidden away in their private collections, the art they truly fawn over is not really what most would even consider art. In total celebration of all that is grotesque and repulsive, the sick individuals who run our world pay outrageous sums to collect the most disturbing art they can find.
The Sultan of Oman and other people, you know, buying artwork, buckets of maggots. I told you, they love buckets of maggots. Images of dead children and maggots, crystal skulls, formaldehyde, fish tanks with dead cows in them, dressed in gold, Jesus with maggots all over him. And I mean, they'll spend 10, 20 million apiece. They'll spend, one case, 99 million on one of them. And the artists have all got names like Damien, and they, you know, they'll have body modification, these little chicken neck cowards come in there, and all the elite flutter around and buy it. See, that's who rules things. That's who runs it. Imagine having a jar of maggots covering some rotten flesh, or images of their favorites are dead babies covered in maggots, but because of laws, it'll be a fake baby covered in maggots. And it's just, you know, all these elite homes. Oh, let's go to the room where it really shows who we are. And that, to them, it's so beautiful. Images of demons eating babies. Images of maggots covering everything. Maggots, you know, cans of human feces for millions of dollars a piece. And they'll tell you, they write about it. They say, well, we buy $99 million, maggot buckets because it shows our adoration for the maggots in death. It is worship of the maggots. These are, if I had to describe the New World Order, they are maggot worshipers. And I don't just say that. I mean, they really are maggot worshipers. That's their works of art. You see, this is just the front of it. The maggots, the dead kids, the golden calves covered in maggots and crap. You know, this is what they're into. They are the rotten flesh maggot cult. These people, the yachts, the hookers, the power, it all starts not having the luster anymore. So they pay top dollar at first for the snuff films of children. Big in Europe, big in Russia, just incredible evil. And so that's the thrill.
Take, for example, Washington, D.C. power broker Tony Podesta, brother of John Podesta, former White House chief of staff. His home is filled with disturbing paintings of children being stripped down and tortured. He has a golden statue known as the Arch of Agony, modeled after the posed corpses of serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer's victims. If you don't see the artistic beauty in that, you are obviously an uncultured plebeian. When a cannibal painting was found hanging in John Podesta's Clinton campaign office, his only comment? It's better to be the guy with the fork than the guy on the table. Another so-called artist admired by Tony Podesta and the like is Patricia Piccinini. This woman creates realistic sculptures of absolutely grotesque, lifelike monsters and repulsive human hybrid creatures, often depicted clutching children in disturbing poses.
It
appears that these are not mere psychopaths, but inhumanly evil, parasitic creatures who want only enough of us around to feed off of. They have no feelings, no compassion, no regard for any living thing that cannot further their agenda. Instead of using their collective wealth and power to propel humanity forward, they contemplate how they can create situations or major events, such as a terrorist attack or war, that would be lucrative for them.
These people are not only evil, they are inhuman. They have no feelings, no compassion, no regard whatsoever for anyone or anything that does not further their agenda. We are disposable containers to them. We are nothing more than useless eaters. They would not hesitate for a minute to kill us if we stand in the way of their goals. Regardless of what you see on TV or what they portray themselves like, this is who they are. They organize events like Pearl Harbor, 9/11, and financial crises from which they profit immensely. Their favorite is war. Our only useful purpose to them is to work for them, pay our debts to them, buy their goods and services, and fight their wars. Other than that, we are of no use to them. They are completely obsessed with money and power. They are motivated by immeasurable greed with a constant lust for more. They have no interest whatsoever in making life better for us. Everything has to benefit them at our expense.
Sometime in the future, humanity will look back and shake its head, wondering how we ever allowed ourselves to be sheep for these pathetic, spineless vermin.
Welcome everybody to Strange Brew Podcast. Welcome. We are here today. We have our protection of our tinfoil hats. I am Tomcat, aka Tom Thompson, the Raptilian. You can find all my music on all music platforms. I am working on a new album called The Great Resist or The Great Resistance. I have not decided yet. And who am I joined by?
The man of many tastes, that too.
He's got many taste diseases.
One of them being this Hershey Kiss hat, which is looking good these days.
It's so long. Oh, man. I don't know what you're thanking us for, but what's going on, everybody in the chat? Everybody watching now and after, we are going to be discussing a very conspiracy-based episode. We are talking about the Illuminati.
The Illuminati. The Illuminati.
So this is more or less another Strange Brew redo. We covered the Illuminati way back in the day at the beginning of the show, and it has been X'd from everywhere. Maybe one day I'll put it on the Patreon and you guys can check out the OG episode with me and my buddy Raz that has since moved away. So we are back in the studio joined by the man of many tastes, and we'll be getting into the depths of the Illuminati. We're going to be doing something a little different. Oh, for welcoming. Yes, welcome, sir. Welcome, welcome. This is going to be a pretty interesting episode. We have a lot of stuff going on, and it's going to be fun. So at the beginning of that, we showed a clip of some of these people, these evil people that exist in this world, right? They love maggots, according to Alex Jones.
They worship the maggots.
Yeah. They worship the maggots. You know that? You know some of those paintings?
Yeah.
Like, you see the one with the dick? It was brown. That was poop.
Poop dick?
They buy poop paintings.
It's weird.
Yeah, I know. I wonder if the Jeets are producing them.
I don't know, maybe.
But it's so funny because, like, there's little legit people. That's why it shows, like, their sickness and depravity, that they'll buy art that is, like, made of human feces. Or, like, a guy comes on a piece of paper and they're like, $10,000, sir, $10,000, you know?
Man, you gotta wonder, like, you think it starts to smell after a while? It's been on the wall for a bit, or do you think they enjoy the smell?
They probably enjoy the smell of death, right? That's why they love maggots. And the thing is, too, right, like, you would you'd have to seal that tight just to make sure nothing comes out. But I don't know if anybody has not noticed, but the world is falling apart at a very fast pace, if you're not or noticing. And it's there's definitely some people behind it. I truly believe this, and there's a lot of theories out there, you know, that claim the Illuminati disappeared, you know, the government jailed everybody and they just went into hiding and they just ceased to exist. I don't believe that is true. I believe that they infiltrated the governments. Because you go to YouTube and it's like, this is just a crazy conspiracy theory that people run with because of the name. And they say stuff like that where it's like, oh, maybe I think you might work for the Illuminati. Do you work for the Illuminati, sir?
They're all puppets. That's all it is. They're all puppets.
Yeah, including everybody's favorite hero. I'm sorry to say it, but Trump is not going to save you. He may things a little make things a little better for a little bit, but it's you know, in any politician, it's like, okay, the conservatives or Republicans will slow down the communist New World Order agenda just enough, but it's still going to be full force. But you know, liberals and the Democrats are going to instantly push it in, where the other side will slowly creep it in. Mm. You know, just slowly behind the scenes. No, what is happening? Instantly, oh no, the CSIS is like, no, you can't. Okay, oh, we're back in the CSIS. We're back. I don't know are you coming back? Yes, we are here. Sorry, everybody. Wow, the internet just shut out. There has been storms all around Ontario, I guess. But storms. We are back. We are back.
Illuminati storms.
Ned the mailman. Guy was trying to cast a spell on me, you know, like a wizard or something.
Mr. Deeds.
Are you sure about that?
I don't know. Maybe he was just waving.
So we're talking about the
Illuminati.
Everybody, welcome back. I'm sorry for the technical difficulties. You know, if you're watching on YouTube or Rumble, especially afterwards, just you'll know at this point, but just skip through. But welcome back, everybody. We are live everywhere, and things happen. At least the stream stayed where it was. But if you're not aware, obviously, like, there is a weird symbolism with the world and the Illuminati. You have celebrities all around the world constantly doing the one eye of Horus, but that goes even deeper, they say. They say it goes deeper and deeper. But there's a lot of weird occultist practices that they do. And we'll be diving into...
Why is it red? That's the main thing. What's up with the red, white, and black?
It's blood, man. There is 100% symbolism to do with all colors. People think the all-seeing eye is the symbol for Tammuz, which is essentially an ancient god. But then it goes back to the Babylonian occultist magic. And in a historical sense, the term Illuminati refers to the Bavarian Illuminati, a secret society that operated for only a decade. That's what they say, from 1776 to 1785. This organization was founded by Adam Weishaupt. Yes, a German law professor who believes strongly in Enlightenment ideals, and his Illuminorded sought to perform these ideals among the elites. Weishaupt wanted to educate Illuminati members in reasons, philanthropy, and other sector values so that he could influence political decisions when they came to power. And they say they died out, but I don't believe that. I believe that they've influenced our society for a long time.
I'm sure they're a lot older than what that guy is.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I'm sure they've been around since the Egyptians.
Yeah, and I don't know.
Look at all the things in Washington, D.C. Everything looks like it came from Egypt.
I know, because they're reflecting the Babylonian societies that existed, and everything is like a penis, right? You have what's that big thing on the White House? I can't remember. Someone's going to say in the chat.
The White House?
Not the White House. Wait, oh, man, I'm not American. I can't think of it right now. That technical difficulty way threw me off. The
obelisk?
The obelisk, that thing that is in like
the main
D.C.,
thing?
That's supposed to represent.
Do you know the measurements of it are 666 across and 666 high?
Of course they are. Of course they are. The obelisk, yeah. Is that what they do? That's what they call it? Weird. Yeah, it's supposed to be, yeah, it's like 60 a phallus.
By 60, like it's weird because it's 3 6 on 6. 66, 3 6 high, 36. Yeah.
It's all in the numerology into all of this actually does matter to the Freemasons.
Are you talking about the House and Senate? That one too.
Like, yeah, all of it.
The one that looks like a boob.
There's pentagrams in the roads. There's
no Washington D.C. is in the shape of a pentagram. Yeah. Have you seen that?
It's fucking weird.
The roadways, all the roadways are in the shape of a pentagram in Washington D.C.
You make the Lord very nervous.
That is true. That is accurate.
And in honor of this podcast, I'm obscuring one eye for view. Yeah, it's like doing the whole show like this. I watched the Mad Max movie last night.
Which one?
The newest one.
Furiosa?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So good.
It's pretty good.
Man, that's how I feel like if I don't get a drink.
I know. She just goes off. It's
great movie, though.
It was good. And that one guy, he's constantly got the Illuminati eye. He's got no eye. It's perfect for him. Wait, when he has the telescope. Or not telescope.
Wait, which guy's that?
He's got missing eyes. One of the guys that work for... you know what's weird about that? They had the guy plays Thor.
Chris Hemsworth?
They gave him a Jew nose. Did you notice that?
No, they didn't give him a Jew nose.
They gave him a fake nose.
I'm pretty sure his nose is just that
No,
big.
That's not his nose. Even my wife noticed. She's like, what's wrong with his nose? I'm like, maybe they made him like some like Jewish leader or something in that. It was just weird.
Because strong Jew that rides a motorcycle? That seems weird.
Yeah, I know. They look pretty weak and pathetic. so, yes, this is the secret societies go back long before people understand, and they were influenced by a ton of people. So let's get into it. The word Illuminati has become a catch-all term for the de facto rulers of planet Earth. Definition is crucial because these words, conspiracy and Illuminati, have themselves become a code words for the occult, the hidden mechanisms of the powers that be. With that advent of the internet, it is a rough cut of news and disinformation. What was once considered esoteric knowledge has been revealed for all eyes to see. Da-da-da. Yeah. Yes. So, you know, and with the advent of the internet, right, we're able to like look up this stuff and start digging down rabbit holes, and more gets exposed and right. So and it's weird because we're going to get into it. But like, and eventually I have an episode coming out soon, that we'll be covering about the satanic rituals throughout Hollywood and all that rabbit hole, how deep it goes.
And rabbit hole.
And it is, this can't all be a coincidence, everybody. Like they're all doing the one eye, all the celebrities are covering their eye.
What I find interesting is like how their career started. It starts so innocent and like, oh, like, look, she's not that bad. Remember, like, that one guy, that black guy, like, Old Town Road?
Oh, yeah, and he became the gay, satanic devil, sucking the devil's weens and stuff.
Yeah, and then he's, like, hung upside down, like, being crucified. I'm like, what in the hell? And then you go to Katy Perry, and she's, like, her all cut up on a table, and everyone's, like, taking pieces out of her, and, like...
Crazy.
Having a meal out of her. I'm like, what the heck?
They do occult rituals like that all the time where being they evil? Actually make a mock fake human cake where it looks like a real human. Like, because again, that's what people don't understand. They have like so much, they have technology that you couldn't imagine, especially the mass technology. Eventually, I'll be bringing up videos for that in an episode where it's like, it looks as real as a face. So you're looking at a real person and then they just tear it apart and it's a mask.
I have a question. Do you think they go through like a daily life of like, since they're cannibals, they're like, you know what? I want some Chinese and they roll up and they're like, I want some more of Chinese, specifically this type of region right here.
Well, I'm sure they do. It's like, okay, who do you think would be more expensive on the sex trade aspect of things?
Sex trade? Yeah. You got to have to like... the fewest amount of women, right? So, like...
white people. We are 7% of the world's population, but somehow we're made into the majority just because you see us on TV and stuff like that and acting, even though that's just a facade.
If I had to guess, I'd probably say Scottish women because you can't even tell them apart from the men. No offense. Or Quebec women.
But so I guess hairy, for taste-wise, right?
Taste-wise.
If you were going to eat
the hell
a human.
You taster as a human.
Well, if you want to eat, so you're talking about cannibalism, you wanted to eat somebody, right? You would want somebody that was pretty clean, right? When I originally started the show, my cousin was on, he was like, you know.
If he's a smoker, you just get some smoked meat.
That's what he said. He was like, if he's a smoker, you know, maybe it's a little flavor to the smoked pork. And I'm like, or it just tastes like a cigarette butt.
So, funny thing, do you know there's a lot of tribes in Papua New Guinea that eat the dead?
And they have
this disease called kuru from eating the brain because your body cannot biologically break down the neurons that are inside the brain matter, so it gives you the dirty old shakes,
the alcohol, like the whiskey shakes.
Yeah, brain matter, but you can't fix it. Because it's how your body reacts to eating brain.
Your hat is so ridiculous.
But apparently this photographer went there and tried, like, a piece of human. I was like, that's gross. And he says it's very, very close to pork.
That's what I've heard.
I've heard that's disturbing because it's like pork is fucking delicious.
But so it's also just disgusting.
Them? Yeah, I know. But does that encourage them? It's like, dude, you ever had smoked Bavarian? Oh my gosh, it's so good. Like, damn, I need some smoked Bavarian tonight.
I really try not to eat pork as much as I can. Uh-huh. Obviously, I love pulled pork. It is delicious.
If someone came up with a tray of bacon, you're eating it.
I know.
Anyone that's out there or Canadian or American, you're eating it.
It's hard not to, though.
Imagine if they're like actually human and they pass it off. They're like, so you join in the ritual.
What would you think tastes better, a vegan or it's a meat eater? A meat eater.
Probably right? Meat eater.
Right?
I don't know. I know. His body line is probably a lot more acidic, right? So not alkaline based. So maybe the vegan. I don't know.
It's hard.
The vegan's more lean. Honestly, I'd probably say the vegan because I'd want to get rid of those ones.
You know what? I might as well bring you on for this. We want to redo because there's so many strange redos that we'll do at some point. But I want to do Lost Tribes again. We covered Lost it tribes. Way at the beginning. But or just essentially the tribes that are not touched by white man's hands or something like that. You know, like those crazy ones.
I know the one that's off of... I think it's India, and it's called the Sentinel Island, and they're still in the fire period.
It's crazy. Like, how does that happen? How is there like still people out there that are still living like during the Stone Age?
They're on
this
chain of islands that are pretty much.
Oh, what the fuck, everybody! What is going on with this shit, man? This is gonna, man. This is so stupid.
Yeah, it's pretty gay.
Oh, there we go. Man, what is going on with the internet? Fuck Rogers.
and the Illuminati.
God damn it.
You're doing this.
I know.
Crazy bastards. Anyway, back to the Sentinelese. Yeah.
Talk about cannibalism. That can't be that bad.
No. They're apparently anyone that tries to go near, or even like helicopters that try and go near, they attack them.
Yeah, you see that video of that one? It's like a white guy and he shows up on the island and there's a bunch of them with spears.
Yeah.
And they're like marching him and he's like, oh, this is hilarious. And I'm like, that guy's dead.
That guy is going to be dinner. He's joining the Illuminati tonight.
Yes. So obviously the word Illuminati has become the catch-all phrase, obviously, for the de facto rulers of the planet Earth. And now because the internet, the ability for people to ever look this up, why... Brett's hat's bigger than yours because
I'm special.
He's not conspiracy minded. He is a Hershey kiss, you know,
cause I like, we did comparisons earlier and I was like, I think I should have a bigger hat, for being slightly taller. I need more.
You look like, one of the Teletubbies.
This
is Twinkie. This is Bogey. I don't know their names anymore. I don't know.
That's fucked up, man.
They're creepy to begin with. They're just alien creatures that take children into their weird like huts, their homes, their mountain homes.
Do you think that's how they lure in children? They dress like Teletubbies and they're like, oh, it's a Teletubby mommy, and they like lure them into the
And that's forest. Why the son is the baby. The son is a baby because it's like tricking the other kids to like go towards the light, and then they see Teletubbies.
Maybe that's the afterlife. That's purgatory for children.
So scary. So Illuminati. You're talking about Katy Perry, right?
Yeah, she was getting like
they're not they
don't even hide it.
They don't even hide it, right? So,
oh shit, there she is. She looks like a vampire. Okay, that's. Blood. Yeah, especially that hand thing. Why do you see that all everywhere? They hold it out straight. Yeah, there you go. Do you ever think that going to their concert is like contributing to their
Yes, it's an occult ritual. Like, why during that Travis Scott concert did they not stop what was happening when people were like getting stuck with needles and all sorts of stuff?
What?
Yeah,
I didn't hear about this.
The Astro World concert, and there was like he comes out and there's like a demon mouth, and it's like it's like his mouth but looks like a demon. There's we covered it way back in the day on the show on
when was this platform. Like years ago or months ago?
A couple years ago.
Oh.
And there was people getting stuck with needles. I heard that people got like trampled. There's a bunch of crazy stuff. And why they didn't stop it is because it was a ritual. They need the ritual to go through. They do these occult rituals during concerts, and then you're being lulled by the music. Like, there was this lady claiming that she was doing research and were listening to Travis Scott and some of these other artists, and she claimed that she had three shadow people showing up in her room and stuff like that, and she had, like, cleanse her house. Who knows if she was crazy or telling
the
truth?
Why is it that people have all these shadow people? I don't really want to see all these, like, interesting...
Do you want to see them? I don't think you do.
I don't think they want to come near me. That's the thing.
You've had your own experiences, though, but...
I have.
You know, and I've seen shadow people. It was one of the scariest experiences that I've ever experienced. And that's what proved to me that there's things that exist beyond our reality that I don't need anyone to tell me what is real and what is not real, because I've experienced that there is something outside of this physical reality. I've seen it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, exactly. It's just like this. Like, imagine you put a blindfold on, just cover your eyes, and try and do an entire day. Your reality completely changes. It's like you only see with your eyes, so you make that reality. But as soon as you see with your mind's reality, then you can actually see through pretty much everywhere.
Do you do like a bat echo recall or whatever? It's like, oh, I don't know how they did that sound. And then, they like echo. You know, a blind man's like screech, and he's like, it just causes sounds to echo like he's Ben Affleck and
what?
You know, and you're blind. No, he's Daredevil.
I don't feel like that works.
He's like hitting stuff and then it's like showing the echo.
Yeah, but he could physically see the sound. He just sees sound.
Bats do that though.
What?
When they're echo recall, they're able to like do the noise and it kind of shows.
Maybe
what's
that's
in front
what bat sees. I don't know.
Bat sees.
Like bats can, I'm pretty sure bats can see in the dark. I'm pretty sure
they use echo. So they.
I feel like they use echo to see how.
Remember
far
the magic
are.
School bus? They taught us this.
I don't know. You gonna believe these guys? Like,
no,
do
I don't.
Bats really use echo. Like, honestly, you ever seen a bat fly in a room that's bright? They know where they're going. They know where a wall is.
Yeah, I know. I'm a big fan of bats. When I was a kid, I wanted to be Batman. I used to wear a Batman cape to wear school and stuff. It was fun. So,
where do the drugs going?
So even the Cowans, which is a derogatory Masonic term for non-Masons, and the Goy. a derogatory Yiddish term for non-Jews, are learning about the Illuminati black magic hoodoo. Eventually we'll be covering voodoo and hoodoo that controls the planetary matrix. The Illuminati originally meant the enlightened ones in Latin. And, you know, who is the bearer of light, everybody?
Lucifer Morningstar.
Yes, exactly. And the thing is, too, right? People are like, think that the Statue of Liberty is some sort
it's
of...
It's actually Lucifer Morningstar. And he's bearing light.
Yeah, and it's got a chain.
On his foot, yeah.
She's got chains on her feet. So
it's it was supposed to be Lady Columbia, wasn't it? Do you remember that? But who knows? They're probably like some non...
It's all symbolism, because look at Columbia Pictures or whatever.
Yeah, same thing,
right? And people can dismiss this stuff and say it's not true or whatever. But like I implore you to like just read a book or something. You know,
not even read a book. Just look at the signs. Like look at how much everywhere. Symbolism goes through the whole entire complex of America.
Yeah. Like it's right? all, it all comes together. They even
have pyramids there. Have you ever seen the pyramid in Memphis, Tennessee? They have a glass pyramid there right off the Mississippi. It's a thing. Yeah. Wild.
So, Illuminati originally means light ones. It refers to those who control the political and economic and social infrastructures of the planet. By their reasoning, they believe that, they are the self-designed rulers of the planet. Also called Olympians or Mora conquering wind. The Illuminati, are a network of interconnected bloodlines who call themselves the family or the circle. Integrational Satanism or more accurately, Luciferianism is their primary belief. That's what their belief is in Satanism, and we're Luciferian at least that he is the enlightened one, and I do tend to
do you think
to
they're really that. Inbred? A lot of them. Do you think they have a hard on for like being inbred? Because like they like to keep their bloodlines.
Yes, that's the whole idea is that they keep them pure. And Egyptians have been doing this where they interbred it. So they keep the wealth within the family. But according to researchers and theorists like David Icke, is that they need that bloodline to stay pure because it's their way of existing in this physical reality when they're reptilian beings or some sort of dark demonic beings existing outside of our reality. So they need to hijack and stay on that bloodline.
Do you think that they actually die? Or do you think that they get to a certain point, like, oh, he died, but it's a closed casket, but actually he goes into like a regeneration like chamber, goes back to his 30s, comes out and like maybe it's 60 to 80 years later.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we have this new guy. Turns out he was actually related to this guy because you don't know who's born. You don't know who's made. You don't know who's like, oh, this is all, you don't know who all the nieces and nephews are, all these leets are, and they come back out and they're like, oh, I get a turn of running at this, and we're going to make it look like they have a choice. But
so what I think is that they've learned, because supposedly Thoth could do this.
Thoth,
you know, the bird-headed Egyptian god, he's the god of knowledge and stuff like that. Okay. So there is beliefs that they've learned how to reincarnate back into different bodies. So through this bloodline, you know, these reptilian beings can essentially die, and then they'll perfectly time it so they can reincarnate into the next body of whatever family member. That's one of the theories.
How would you even do that?
Because they've ascended beyond all level of physical reality, and they're able to like they're working behind the scenes in the ether, right, in the astral world, and they're able to utilize this with their.
Do you think the astral plane into the
magical
next,
powers?
Like, do you think it's possible to astral plane into like an infant?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think that's what they do? Possibly. Like a fetus, like in the womb, they're like they leave that body.
Yeah.
And they're like, I'm going to go into that one.
Well, there's supposed to be rituals done that allow them to do this and inhabit a body that is still part of the Illuminati bloodlines. Like there's 13
Do you think because of the bloodline, they're allowed to access it? You think that's
it? Yeah. And well, it's to stay in this physical reality. Without that, they disconnected. They might not be able to come back to this reality to rule over us. And we're just being used as essentially an energy source, and they consume our energy for generations, and they're able to keep inhabiting. And the same people that are controlling this world have probably controlled this world since the Egyptian times.
When you say energy, you mean adrenochrome, right?
So adrenochrome and the idea of if you're sad and depressed or any of that stuff, that they actually consume that energy, even sexual energy. When you guys are just beating off watching porn and you're just consumed by that, they're consuming that energy. And I've, and it's, there's sex magic. I have felt
they're
this.
They're not the only one that's getting off.
Yeah, I've, exactly. And I've felt this during times where I've maybe been intoxicated and I've been having sex and I have this like godly feeling. I felt this myself. I believe
you have
it's
godly
something,
feelings when you have sex.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, most people do.
It's like tapping into my, like Kundalini or whatever.
That's a good name. I feel like they should put that on a Kia commercial. The new Kia Kundalini or Kundalini.
Did I join the Illuminati? Who knows?
So it is, they believe that they're the de facto rulers over the world, right? Mm. And also, don't forget their fatal flaw. The Illuminati consider themselves a tribe, you know, a band of brothers, so to speak, a proud super race who can trace their genealogy origin back to biblical Nimrod. To add to the confusion, people sometimes refer to the Illuminati as the Bavarian secret society, which infiltrated Freemasonry, even as the term Illuminatus is actually a title for Freemasonry. And if you actually do the research, Freemasons are controlled by those people, you know, Loosh energy. Yeah, you're right. The people call it Loosh, same thing, adrenochrome Loosh type of thing. Your energy, the energy that you're giving off.
How do you think they harness that?
So it's like the Matrix kind of thing where they're consuming it. They're sucking it.
Do you think they're like astral planing and they're like just going around? They're just sucking up in their astral plane.
Yeah. Look, everyone's angry. Everyone's upset. Everyone's
that
depressed.
Is true.
And
you
they,
don't I find amazing when you put your phone down, stop watching TV and you spend an entire day just outside. It's amazing how calm you feel after that day. You may feel a little anxious to, you know, go back to your phone or whatnot. But after the second, third day, it's just like,
I know,
this is nice.
Well, that's why I do mushrooms, right? Because it disconnects you. It does disconnect you. I don't want to even touch my phone when I'm on mushrooms. Like I can watch that. Most of the times I like listening to music. I like being outside. Eventually we got to all do mushrooms on your property and just run around like heathens.
I don't think that's a good idea.
We're going to do it. We're only going to wear loincloths. And what? Then we're just going to
no. run. I have neighbors. I have some respect. That's
kidding.
Not happening.
I'm just kidding. But it is, you once you get used to it, it's just like you feel like free and alive and stuff like that.
Do you think they're harvesting that? They're probably harvesting that.
No, because you're more positive. Other than like bad trips or whatever, which I think is
if you think they have that, it's like your bad trip is their high?
Maybe, but I think bad trips are people not being able to face. There's a barrier essentially being formed, and you can't break. If you can't break through that barrier, you're gonna have a bad trip. You need to kind of let it do its thing and teach you stuff if necessary. So if you have things lodged in the back of your head that you haven't dealt with, and it tries to show you stuff, you have to let it. You have to accept it. The people that have bad trips are the people that don't accept it, and they put a barrier up at a wall, and then it gives them a bad trip. And I truly believe this. Current understanding of the Illuminati comes from firsthand. And knowledge of mind control survivors like Arizona Wilder. I should actually brought a clip of her, but she's interesting. David Icke has interviewed her, and it's very interesting. What she claims to have been through and seen is like beyond disturbing when she was a kid being used by these groups of people. Kathy O'Brien, author of Transformation of America. That's a great book. I'd actually like to get it from my collection. I've actually sent her an email to see if I can get a hold of her, but so far, no luck. Bryce Taylor, author of Thanks for the Memories. Kathleen Sullivan, author of MK. And Annie McKenna, author of Paperclip Dolls. All books that I would love to have in my collection. And all people that have claimed to have been through these Illuminati rituals.
Do you think they put them through and then release them so they talk about their absurd like experience and be like, you believe this guy? It's like they just discredit it because it's like no one believes them.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then there's just like, and then as soon as it's like you bring that topic up, it's like, see, look right there. Do you not see that? He's talking it.
Yeah. And then, and I do think that is a part of it is they're using these people, you know, for their energy. And that's part of it, right? Is to,
wait, what was that thing you just said? What was that?
You like that painting?
No, I didn't like it. It just, she has a triangle and Death has what?
See a scythe?
What is Death holding?
Scythe.
No, it is left hand.
Is it a book or something?
I don't know. But like, that's what I thought was interesting. Does he have a triangle upside down? No? Okay.
Yeah, it's very weird. And it's the duality, right? That's the duality of heaven and hell, so to speak. Or in my belief, right? I know what you semi what you believe of like of your religion and stuff like that. But I'm more of the believer that there is darker astral dimensions that people could access if they were doing demonic things or provoking
the seven layers of hell.
Yeah, lower dimensional beings. And I do believe there is places above that reality where like enlightened beings go and may go to choose to be guides in this reality because time doesn't exist there. So, you know, 5 minutes in the astral world could be like 500 years here or something like that, right? The idea of that they're in a different dimension, time doesn't exist there. So they can actually, and I've heard this through people that have went to psychics, is there is the ability where if you reach a higher level of being and you've learned your lessons here after being reincarnated many times over, if that's not the prison planet slave idea that you come back to be a slave for the demonic beings constantly and they just consume your energy, is once you've you've learned your lessons, reached a higher status of consciousness, that they will actually you'll be able to be like a guide. You'll have to be a teacher for people that are existing within this dimension to help them and persuade them along their journey to become better.
And meanwhile, the only people that can see them are tripping acid.
Yeah. And I've seen some weird stuff on mushrooms, just things that I can't, you know, so, and this is like, if you can go and find all the basic history of the Bavarian Illuminati, it's very easy to look up. I want to go more in depth of what they want to do, why they want to control people, because basically everyone's going to be like, it was a cult in the 1700s. The government came after them, started jailing people. They found their papers. All the religious zealots were freaking out, didn't like it. Oh, they shut them down. They don't exist anymore. And I don't think that's true because like I said, there's no coincidences. I believe everything happens for a reason. Why would all these celebrities be doing the Eye of Horus? It doesn't make sense. Which
who
actually
got there? Hold on, go back.
Goes back to Moloch. There's a ton. People don't want to realize that the celebrities.
Even Justin Bieber, look at that.
Yeah. The celebrities that they worship are evil. Like people are like, oh, I love Toy Story. Tom Hanks is a good guy. No, that guy is a predator. He's a predator. There's a woman that accuses him of the most heinous shit that you could imagine. And I believe it, you know, and that.
Her name's Jenna.
Her name's Jenna. She got AIDS. So I have to take care of the baby.
Don't worry, Jenna. Stay here and look after the AIDS baby.
But like everyone wants to work. Don't worship celebrities. I'm telling you right now, these people are demonic and they're evil and they all represent the same thing, which is a hierarchy of demonic forces that are used to mind control you and use symbolism to essentially take hold of your consciousness and your brain to be able to use it against you.
And who are they controlled by?
And then who are they controlled by? And then it goes back to like, oh, that's the reptilian theory is anti-Semitic. No, actually following the money is not anti-Semitic and understanding what's going on. And actually, a lot of people don't understand that who controls societies like the Freemasons. And here is a clip from a weird ritual that they do.
Uh-oh. Are they going to kill him?
Grand Master Hiram Abiff, I'm glad to meet you.
Hiram Abiff.
Give me a signet to a Master Mason, or I will take your life.
You know what's interesting?
No time, place, no man, no secrets. Talk not to me about time, place, nations, or the completion of the temple. Give me the secrets of a Master Mason, or I will take your life.
We have you who in this rude and violent manner must demand no secrets. When the temple's completed, yet found worthy, you'll then receive them lawfully as I have.
You have passed Jubal and Jubalo. Me you cannot pass. My name is Jubalo. Well known for my determination of character. What I undertake, that I do. Give me the secrets of a Master Mason instantly, for I will take your life.
I will not.
What? Still persist? Then die.
See, at the lower levels of Freemasonry, it's just a bunch of goofy guys in a brotherhood, right? And I know this because a lot of it is just like repetition, like what school does is you have to repeat this over and over again. You have to repeat all the rituals, all this shit, right? But the higher levels, the ones in tons of books that I've read have talked about this. For everybody, Listening, this is I've just gotten to this one. This one's really good. The Illuminati, the cult that hijacked the world. So far, really good. Written by a Jewish guy that does not like Zionism or any of the stuff that's going on, and actually points back to a lot of this is controlled by the Sabbatean Francist, the people who are actually in control of a lot of the secret societies, and they've infiltrated them. And then so the higher aboves confuse the lowers, and if you're not essentially, they won't allow you in unless you go through these trials and tribulations, and then they'll make you go to higher tiers. But if they'll convince you that they're going to bring you up to higher levels of Freemasonry, even though you're not. They trick you and they're like, yeah, here you're going to go to this level and that level, but you're not actually initiated into the real part of it that goes to the top of Luciferianism.
I have a really interesting thought. Just hear me out.
Club boomer. Yeah, it's so true.
What is it that is it with communism and the Illuminati's with stars? If we look at it, the Russians, the Chinese, the Koreans.
Yeah.
Who else is on top of that?
It's the...
But just look at all the communists, Vietnam.
Yeah, I know.
What is it with the Jews?
Yeah.
I mean, Jews.
It's I'm going to draw.
Why the star and why is that?
Because it's this, someone in the chat, I know this.
Somebody in the chat.
Star of Remphan. So the Star of Remphan goes back to Solomon. That's what it actually is. There is no reference in the Old Testament or the Torah about the Star of David. That doesn't exist. It doesn't exist, never has.
The Star
has
of David represents man and woman. Woman
that's
being
what
down.
They, I know.
And woman, man up.
Don't say that too loud.
What?
Women down, man up. You know, and then it's like the two Illuminati symbols in the one, but it's the Star of Remphan. You can, I can't do it. We don't have access to that computer right now because everything's in. But if you look up the Star of Remphan, everybody, you will see that it is.
Somebody in the chat, look it up.
That's what the Star of David actually is. You know, and people don't want to acknowledge that this stuff goes a lot deeper than you will ever understand. I had a really fun Illuminati picture. It's not here anymore.
Do you think that's why the Americans use the stars? Stars and stripes?
Yeah, of course. It all goes back to these ancient cult societies, you know? And like, it looks like a pentagram. It does look like a pentagram, but then pentagram also goes back to the Star of Remphan.
Yeah, but everything that, you know, the devil does is inverted. Upside down and backwards, right?
It's inverted. Everything is inverted. So that's why you see, look at our society, man. Everything's flipped on its head. Healthcare makes you sick and you go to hospitals essentially to die.
And to kill yourself.
You know, and now, 50,000 people in Canada have gone in the MAID program. Did you hear what that does? 50,000 people. So MAID, medical assistance in dying. So if you feel like you want to take yourself off this earth, and put yourself back in the reincarnation cycle, they will do that for you. And it's 50,000 people. So get this. At the same time, California and Ontario, Canada and California have similar, numbers when it comes to population. They both introduced MAID in 2016. California has killed 900 people. We have killed 50,000 people.
That's messed up.
Government is actively trying to erase its own citizens. That is a fact that is happening all the time right now. And now, because I'm not a fan of Jordan Peterson because he's a Zionist and he always dances these lines, he goes back and forth, but he loves kissing the boot of the Israelis, which I think is wrong because they're the ones that fund all the wars, that create all the chaos, order out of chaos, just like the Illuminati says. And so, but he added an interview with someone who has done extensive research into this. It's equatable to drowning, and it can take like a day or two. So, or if not hours for
these
people.
So
these
guys are having a meal off of it while these guys are suffering.
Yes. And they're just consuming the energy. It's crazy. So the accounts describe a parallel Illuminati culture whose primary goal is to keep the populace productive and under control, as the corporate motto promises to deliver Orda Aben Ad Ab Chaos. Order out of chaos.
Try that again. There is a lot of vowels.
Ordo Ab Chaos.
Ordo ab keo.
Right?
Kao?
Yeah.
Kaho.
Order ab chaos.
That's weird. That's weird.
Yeah, that's a little strange.
Weirding me out.
It's so weird. So the parasitic Illuminati culture also uses mind control programming to keep its own members of the family as well as the rest of society locked in a grid of compliance. Various authors have further introduced the errors in their exposing of the Illuminati by interpreting the history with biases that reflects their own political and religious indoctrination. You know, so.
Uh-oh, here we are.
The Masonic Hall in Stratford is directly across from the street from Carnegie-funded public library. They embedded all over southwestern Ontario. They're everywhere. Of course, there is a ton of Masonic temples everywhere. I remember when I went back to school to finish because I dropped out to work and stuff like that. It's fine. I applied myself, and I got 80s and 90s and everything. And my anthropology teacher allowed me to do a presentation about aliens, and everybody was shocked. And the one question I got, I was like, anyone have any questions? After this whole elaborate presentation about like aliens and grays, and this lady was like, this young girl, well, she's like early 20s, because we're all like young, just kind of finishing, trying to get our shit done, and she was like, how do you know if your kids have been took the shot without knowing or whatever, the jabba dabba doos before, and I was like, you won't know, man, they'll take your kids away. Like I said something very cryptid, and I was like, that's course. It's so funny because I've been against that stuff even like 10 years ago. So for a long time, I've not liked that. Because back in the day, I believe that it was about, it maybe introduce, I don't believe any of them, but maybe if it is true, it's introducing the virus into the body so you could defend against it. But that's not what it is now. It's like aluminum and formaldehyde. It's crazy. They don't care. It's like, here, just take this. Don't ask what's in it though. Don't ask what's in it. Did I hear you ask what's in it? Don't ask.
No, I didn't say that. I was going to say.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Save big on your next project right now at Menards. Save time on your paint project with help from Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape. Use on walls, trim, glass, wood, or metal for clean removal and clean paint lines every time. Save big and get a 3-pack of Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape on sale now through September 22nd. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. It also has to be transferred at minus 110. And if it's anything lower than that, then it's garbage. And it's like, why do you need to transfer it at 110 minus? Is there something in there that grows beyond that heat point? Like, what's going on?
Very weird. And the Illuminati know.
Is that
Weird Al? You never heard that song?
No, it's not that.
Foil. I got my hat to protect me, or whatever the song goes. I showed the wife that, and she was like, "I hate this." She hates Weird Al.
Isn't there a chick that does Royal?
Yeah, and so he.
What's her name?
I don't know. He made fun of it and did Tinfoil, and he's like doing this commercial about Tinfoil and stuff like that. And then he like puts the hat on, and then he like it goes all dark in the studio, and he's like black helicopters flying through the sky, and goes in like all conspiracy stuff. And then at the end, Oswald Patton takes off. He pulls off his face, and he's a reptilian underneath. So they do this. They drip feed it throughout like pop culture, and like, oh, this is just a crazy conspiracy theory. They don't actually.
And then when you're trying to confront it, it's like, nah, he just got that off of Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah, he's
an idiot. Like, you hear this guy? You think that's true?
What is Weird Al?
What is
Weird Al? It's like everybody in Hollywood, if you like a large percentage of people in Hollywood, even though they're a very small percent of the population,
even the Trump, he might even be one of the
Yes, he is. He literally had he had a Kabbalist teacher to teach him about Kabbalah. So that's why I'm like, people, stop believing that some sort of politician is going to save you. They are selected; they're not elected. You have to understand that these people are going are still working for the same masters.
That's true.
And, you know, it's crazy. And like, and then they put in what's his name, J.D. Vance. That guy, there's literally videos of him of walking with a bunch of rabbis, and it's like when you're there's a meme where it's like when you've come into play and you're the masters are telling you what you need to do next and stuff like that. He's like he's like you know what we could do for Israel, da da. And it's like America first. No, there's no America first. Crazy. Aluminum foil drip drip drip.
Best kind of drip.
Yeah. So the accounts describe this like parallel culture. They're consuming us, right? So for example, the works of Fritz Springmeier. He's done a lot of presentations. He's been around for a while. I'm pretty sure he's in jail right now for talking about this stuff. And Cisco Wheeler, while informative about the Illuminati's psychopathic traditions, the psychopathic behavior, which includes torture, human sacrifice, mind control, nevertheless malign Christian programming, which adds to the chaos and confusion, trying to untangle history from disinformation. Likewise, even in the writings of John Coleman, the author of The Committee of 300 that eventually we'll be talking about, and Escatance Mullins, that's a weird name. Author
Escatance Mullins?
Yeah, it's a weird name. Escatance Mullins, author of The World Ordered, describes various Illuminati organizations which exercise political and religious control in pursuit of their own stated goal of establishing a new world order, a one world government under the centralized communist ideology. Yes. Their asides reveal a rigid Christian fundamentalist mindset which undermines their credibility. The greatest confusion, however, seems to lie in the connection between the Illuminati and the Gnostics. For example, authors like Nesta Webster in her book on secret societies claims the Illuminati can be traced back to the Gnostics. In other words, she frames her arguments that the Illuminati and the Gnostics are bad because they appear to be contrast to Christianity. And of course, in religious sects and stuff like that, in religious ideologies, there's going to be people that don't want to acknowledge that there is something going on within them. Like, you don't do the Eucharist, right?
What the hell is the Eucharist?
When you drink the blood of Christ and eat his body. See, that's a symbolism of cannibalism.
Yeah, I know that.
So, and there's Christians that do that, but you don't.
No. God's not found between four walls and a roof.
I agree with you. And I've said this to,
I don't know why everyone thinks that. God is only present when people collectively believe in the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Oh, I know. And that's why I agree with you. Like, you know, I talked about your beliefs on the show. I said that Brett believes in the Ten Commandments, which I was like, makes sense to me. Don't kill somebody. Don't fuck your wife. Like somebody else's wife.
It's very interesting how that's like slowly been, I'm trying to figure that out. The Ten Commandments were put there to let you know that you could never do it on your own.
Yeah.
You could never do it on your own because as being a human, you're never good enough because the thing is you're found nothing but flaws.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way that you could actually, you know, supersede this is by the help of God in the one that, you know, sacrificed himself in human form, which was Jesus Christ, but you like to call him who?
His name is Yahasuwa Ben Joseph, supposedly. It's in like cartoons that didn't last very long. Inside Job, that did you see that one?
I saw that one. Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah, they went balls deep on the reptilian stuff and so many actual like conspiracy theories that are that have a foundation in a lot of truth. And it's pretty wild, you know. So while we're here, let's show another clip. This is just a, you know, the Illuminati likes their entertainment too.
Right? Yeah, sure. I'm sure they do. Yeah.
So this is a hidden camera, supposedly, of somebody catching some of their rituals.
A Bohemian Grove? Is it
no, we're going to get to that. Actually, it's funny you bring that up because there is a clip we're going to play of recent. Some guy recently broke into Bohemian Grove and it's pretty wild.
Didn't he look around and he found like an owl statue?
Yeah. Well, Alex Jones did that inside Bohemian Grove, the dark secrets inside Bohemian Grove. And I have a song about that for everybody watching and listening. You can look it up called The Raptilian Bohemian Grove. And And they worship Moloch, which is also can be symbolized as an owl and child sacrifice. And they burn a body out of effigy, which is like a fake body, but people think it's real. They do all these occult rituals to burn away their cares. That's what the cremation of care is all the bad and horrible things they've done over the past couple years or the year. They get to go to Bohemian Grove in July, and then they just burn away all their cares, all the stuff that they.
So, you ever wonder what Burning Man's all about?
Yeah, I know. There's
you ever think of that?
They're all doing drugs and talking to demons and stuff. And check this out. Pretty weird.
All right, all right.
They like their entertainment. Eh? Everyone likes a nice entertainment. It's like a strip club for Illuminati members. For everybody listening on the audio, if you looked up like Illuminati ritual caught on camera, you'll probably find it on like Rumble and stuff.
You ever notice they have irregular emotions? They're kind of like sharp and precise. They're not like uncoordinated. No. That makes sense. Like,
yeah, she's pretty hot. We can sacrifice her later.
Yeah, we can sacrifice that one later. She's a good looking girl.
Could
you
do George Bush?
Who is it? You damn well know who it is.
Yeah, see, just like this whole thing is just weird. Whatever this is, like whoever caught this on video is like strange. This woman dancing, all these men in chairs, and the Illuminati symbols are everywhere. And he's like, "Yeah, she's not as good as I thought she would be. I think we should get rid of her.
I think we should invade Afghanistan. That's what I think.
God told me to blow up the two towers. God told me to go into Afghanistan. That's what he said. And they use that. That's the problem, too, is like people like Trump and stuff, they use religion to convince people that they're good. Okay? Like, and
just because I'm a Christian nation, I think we should go into Palestine and help the Jewish nation.
Yeah.
Not Trump.
Yeah.
We should go into the Jewish nation and help the Palestinians. Really should. It's just how it is, really.
Yeah, he's a Zionist. He wants to help Israel.
I don't know.
We got to butcher them all.
Why everyone's so down for fighting all the time. What is wrong with everyone?
Because they need to exterminate a large part of the population. And guess what? Wars make money. Raytheon and all these companies, it's all about the money, right? They gotta make the cash, man. They gotta spread the cash around. And wars have been always used for population control to get rid of the goyim and destroy the world. Look at how many. What is the percentage of people in World War One and Two that were white or of European descent that fought in the wars millions of people.
They were Christian or not. What?
Brett, that looks erect. You're at. It's
maybe I am. Maybe
fucking
I
Teletubby ain't. Over here. So it
maybe
is.
Maybe I'm to the point. Do you ever think of that?
he's to the
there
point.
You go. Is that better for you?
Now you're like, what's that? Like, you're like that rod that has to point you in a certain direction. Oh, you're ruining it. You're going to ruin it.
Not the right. All right, is that better for you guys? All right, there you go.
Now you look like an Arab.
Everyone's making
Allahu Akbar.
Everyone's talking shit about my hat. There you go. You happy? I just wanted a little bit longer one. That's why is that so much to ask for? That's all I can ask for in life. I can control this. I can't control anything else. Damn it.
Yeah, so there's a lot of weird stuff going on with the Illuminati. So this conflict that refers to obviously this battle between the Gnostics representing the mystery schools and the Roman Catholic Church, which fought fiercely against self-knowledge, mysticism, and other metaphysical concepts and to mind control people. And the Vatican is one that controls a lot of the aspects of what's going on. And if you ever ask yourself, why does the Pope have a little hat? Why does he have a little hat? It's kind of weird. It almost looks like a yarmulke.
I'm also trying to figure out if Illuminati came with the word naughty. Like, ooh, you naughty because you're bad.
Yeah, you're bad. No, they're the illuminated ones, right?
But yeah, they're illuminated bad ones.
The thing is that, they believe that they're good, right? And a lot of these people, they're so psychotic. Like, think about people like Trudeau and stuff. They believe in their, I believe that they think this. They think they're so narcissistic and selfish and, they just believe that they're, you know, God's gift to the earth. You ever seen that video of when, him and, Sophie are at a party and he's like essentially bragging about himself and she's like, honey, you need to like, someone caught this on camera of him like she's telling him like, chill out. Like, you're not this, like, great – you can't keep saying that you're this great thing. He believes this. He was just at the – in Toronto, the CN, the whatever, the fair or whatever. And people were like – I don't know how everyone – people were taking pictures with him. I'm
That's because they're brainwashed idiots.
It's true. If you believe that any world leader is there to help you, you are probably have an education system, like the education of a toddler. Not even that. You're like a fetus. This
is the best way to describe it. Your neighbor, yourself, your neighbor next door, typically does not care about your self-interest. What do you think this guy does, considering he never sees you, never hears you, never smells you, anything, never nothing. All he really cares about is percentage. That's about it.
He cares about keeping himself enriched while they put you in poverty.
I don't think you think hear so much about the news nowadays because they don't broadcast it anymore because, you know, he's so deep in the hole of everything that he's done.
He's a narcissistic psychopath. Everybody is. I even think Pierre is. You know,
they're politicians. They're politicians. Straight as a dog's
That's why I've seen these people like, I'll take my chances with Pierre. I'm like, they're all evil. This guy is like, Pierre was like, I always remember that where he's got like, look at me, I got mud on my boots. I'm the common people. It's like, you've never worked a hard day in your life. He's been in politics his entire life. You've never actually worked a hard day in your life. You just lie and put on a show, a theatrical play in the House of Commons, or in the States you do it in Congress, for the public to believe that you're fighting for them when you're only fighting for yourself and your own self-interest. That's what the government does. And the people that don't realize that yet, man, you have a very rude awakening in the next couple of years. And I've been kind of yet to been wrong about this stuff because all you have to do is pay attention.
Yeah, exactly. If you want to pay attention to like the track record of conservatives and liberals, go back 10 years. That's exactly where the liberals were, right? And that's where the conservatives are now. So it's just liberals are communists in hyperspeed.
Yeah.
Conservatives are communists in low gear.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
And it's so true because people are sick of Harper. So they voted that people wanted to vote in Trudeau because they wanted to change. It's what happens. It's this backward. It's like a tennis game, you know, back and forth, back and forth. And then nothing ever changes.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. We lost people. These people were like, what? I'm conservative. I love fucking, you know what I mean?
I'm conservative. I believe my ideologies. Yeah.
It's absurd. And people need to realize that
don't care about you. I don't know what point.
So weird.
When do they care about you? All they care about is getting their paycheck from their taxes. That's it. They're not looking out for you. They really don't.
And and people are like, don't realize, like during the Harper era, especially in Canada and stuff like that, that's when they used the idea of terrorism to actually take away your rights and to be able to spy on you. That was under the conservative government. So people have to kind of wake up, and stuff like this happened during the States, the Patriot Act, amongst others after 9/11, to control you and to control what you think and what you see and stuff like that. It's all an interconnected network, man.
I feel like the only reason why the government was made was to protect your rights and to making sure your rights were not infringed. That was it. And now we're paying 45% of our taxes.
It's 60 altogether.
60 altogether. I was wrong. It's even higher.
If they've done this, right? I've said this on the show before. If you collectively took all your, if you paid all your taxes in July, it would be essentially you'd work for the government 6 months out of the year.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Could you imagine?
It's all weirdos like this.
They'll look like, I don't want to say it.
Yeah. It's a little weird. They're all losers, though.
Loser! You're a loser!
So today the amnesty is evident in the belief system BS of Christian and the evangelicals, right, amongst others, who see secret societies, Gnostic New Agers, like the devil worshipers, and ignorant of conscious agents of the Illuminati. Not so. That's what they believe. The mystery schools were pre-Christian mythical communities that were in effect educational centers with libraries and workshops and a very vibrant cultural life. This may be the scene of crime, so to speak, the origins of the current metaphysical confusion. Was this the great ideological schism? Mythologist John Lamb Lash, the world's foremost author of Gnostic and esoteric traditions, is author in the indispensable groundbreaking book Not in His Image, Gnostic Vision, Sacred and these sacred beliefs, and it's pretty crazy. According to Lash, mystery school adepts, so the new people, or so-called Gnostics, were original members of the Magians, the Magingians.
Mega Whispers.
Yeah, yeah. Order of the Shaman Initiates, whose purpose was to guide humanity as teacher mystics in the pursuit of spiritual and human evolution. That's where it originally started, and then people think they got hijacked. So the controversy began when certain initiatives of the mystery schools began to abuse their mystic knowledge and redirected in a behavioral manipulation and psychological programming and mind control technology. In essence, the Illuminati gave up their role as teachers to become a social engineer and advisors to the ruling class. You've seen this in all religions, that they do sway people towards certain directions to go to war. You know what I mean? That happens, stuff like that. And
yeah, it happens.
You know, God told me to go to war. That's what George Bush said.
God told me to go to war in Afghanistan after Taliban.
Now watch this golf.
Where are we golfing again?
No, the green's that way, sir.
All right, I'm going that way.
That's so crazy, that interview, that and he's like talking and he's like, yeah, we're going to go to war. We're going to kill those terrorists. And then he's like, watch this stroke. And he's just like just golfing. So
have you ever seen Harold and Kumar where like they land inside of his cottage in the middle of Texas?
Oh, yeah. So
didn't you legalize weed? Yeah, I did. Wait, like that doesn't make any sense, but you smoke weed yourself. Hey, I got a question for you. You ever suck dick? No. You like getting your dick sucked? Hell yeah. And shut the fuck up and smoke my weed.
Yeah, so crazy. So around 4,000 BCE, with the rise of urban civilizations in the Near East, some members of the Magians, it's supposed to be the Magini.
Is that the guys off of Mummy Returns?
I think.
Magi?
The Magini. The Magi. Same type of thing. Order to choose to apply certain secrets of the initiatives to statecraft and social engineering. Writers Lash describing the spiritual de-evolution of Kala Yuga. They become the advisors to the first theocrats and the patriarchal nation states, but in fact the advisors were actually running the show. The subjects were systematically programmed to believe that they were descendants from God. Continues Lash, the Illuminati inaugurated elaborate rites of empowerment or kingship rituals. These rituals were in fact methods of mind control exercised on the general populace through the collective symbology and mysticism of the royal authority. For people to believe, right, that they were like the queen. Like there's that idea you've seen, it's that movie with that pedophile, Tom Hanks in it.
Big?
No.
Castaway?
No, keep going.
Captain Phillip?
No, the other one. The movie. He looks for the Illuminati. It's a book.
Oh.
Why can't I think of it right now? This is what happens on the show.
Give me a second.
Da Vinci Code. Yeah, Da Vinci Code. Jesus.
Then there's
Angels and Demons. And they talk about this, where they believe that these rulers were...
The Illuminati, all the Illuminati was in that movie, was they're protecting the identity of Christ's offspring that happened, and it turned out to be the Keurig's daughter the whole time. Oh my gosh, she has the ability to heal, but we're not going to reveal that. It's like,
underestimate my power.
Wow. You know what the funny thing is? I work with a guy that looks like him. It's the worst. I always want to say I have the high ground with him. Well, I have the high ground.
Yeah, so weird.
The power of Christ compels you.
It does. I'll give you that.
Does it compel me?
The power of Christ compels you.
Does it, Jay?
The power of Christ compels you.
Is the power of Christ compelling me? Is that what's happening?
The power of Christ compels you.
Guess what? It's not that compelling.
It's funny because he's got like a spatula and a spoon. Yeah, I
know. It's so gold. So the subjects, you were obviously programmed and stuff like that to believe that they were maybe part of this hierarchy when they're actually being controlled through these royal families and inbreeding. So they kind of need an iron fist in a velvet glove, you know? You know, you get that? So you smack
Johansson.
You're going to smack them, right? But it's like you get the nice feeling of the glove, but it still hurts. right?
My kind of pain.
What? And the Illuminati were there to ensure compliance. Kingship rituals were distinct from rites of initiatives that led to the instruction by the light, and obviously this connection to the great goddess, writes Lash. Their purpose was not to educate and enlightenment, but to social management, for social management, to control people. And that's what it's always been about. And to actually, that's why you see these secret societies where they confuse them and they teach them all this stuff. And they're like, yeah, you're going to get to a higher level. You know, and this is like, and that's what the people claim, that Freemasonry is nothing but like a brotherhood, but there is a deeper connection to what is actually going on. Yeah. Yeah. And they all believe that, like, oh, I'm a part of this nice club. Meanwhile, like, you don't actually know what's going on at the higher echelons of these controlled powers to be. The control freak tendencies of the Illuminati are evident everywhere now, as the failure in managing the world financial system is rushing the planet headlong into an economic collapse. And this is happening now, man.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy. And there's so many weird rituals that the Freemasons do. In Freemasonry, the new recruits are given a Masonic baptism. Before the ritual begins, the candidates must undress, put on clothing provided, usually torn pajamas and one slipper. Since the clothes are linked to the to a person's identity, the initiatives begin programmed to surrender their will. Also, wearing pajamas and a slipper is intended to cause insecurities. You know, a little dick showing. The initiative also stripped all personal items to exact masonry. Next, the candidate is blindfolded with a noose placed around their neck. Only after knocking and asking for the light of Freemasonry is the blindfold removed. Later, a dagger is placed in the left breast while the blood oaths are taken. These actions are used to capture the spirit, soul, and mind and body of a new Mason.
Faggot.
Yeah, pretty weird.
It's pretty gay.
It is gay. It's like, you know, do you know what they do at Skull and Bones?
No, but
they make you go into a thing naked, like a, supposedly make you go into like a sarcophagus, like a little like a casket.
Skull and Bones?
Yeah, naked.
Never heard of it.
You know what? Yale, Skull and Bones, the secret society. George Bush went to it. John Kerry. Bunch of people. So so you got like, supposedly the people believe like the Illuminati, the actual Illuminati at the top, and then it branches out to Freemasonry, but it connects back to Kabbalah and, you know, Jews. But it all branches off, and then
the Illuminati.
Yes, the Illuminati. And, and it breaks down into these sections, and Skull and Bones is one of them, where you get initiates into the rituals, and then they're picked to be presidents. And in politics, these people are selected, they're not elected. All of these people. And it's like the fact that you're convinced that somehow some politician is going to make anything better. You are like, look in the mirror, go stop the stream right now, go look into a mirror and say, I'm stupid. And you'll start to understand.
You understand that little Illuminati.
What were you going to say? What were you?
Shit, I forgot.
The Illuminati.
Oh, yes. Have you ever seen the rituals of the U.S. Navy? It's pretty messed up. It looks like the human centipede type shit going on there.
Weird, really?
It's pretty messed up. They get them, like, all stripped down. They throw powder and shit on them, and they have them march around the deck like a bunch of wild animals. It's pretty messed up.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, all that stuff is
initiation,
like ritualistic.
It's like, you got to wonder how many of those guys are.
Do you think that's guy's best friend? He's like, why'd you kill him?
It's like, oh, fuck, you killed him. That guy owed me $20.
Yeah, that's actually what it looks like. Where he's like, shit, man, that guy owed me a lot of money, man.
You fucking killed him, dicks.
And if people don't think that this stuff, like, exists, you have to be so close-minded at this point to not understand that all these rituals are taking place for a reason, and they do this on purpose. Like, this is all interconnected.
Do you think they have night terrors from like
no
forefront of hell.
I think that these people that really control the world and that are really in power, they have no emotions. They lack empathy because they're not actually human. They don't exist in the same format that we do. And obviously it goes back to like the Anunnaki, and who we're actually worshiping is these ancient occultist beings that came down here and smited God, essentially like the spit in the face of God by creating us to be their slaves. But we probably still have a connection to the one and true mighty God because we are still created by something that was created by God. And that's the stuff that I more believe in, the Anunnaki idea of things, is that we were created as a slave race to maybe mine gold. There's so many different theories about this stuff. But because the Anunnaki gave us some of their DNA and their essence, that we are connected to God and these magical practices more than we'll understand.
You think they are Anunnaki or just the fallen angels?
Well, the Nephilim. Eventually, I'd love to do an episode about the Nephilim. Same kind of thing.
Halfway point, maybe.
Yeah, and that's the whole idea. And then they created us to be their
apparently
their
like. Well, I was looking. It's funny because I was looking up that earlier today. The Nephilim actually made a lot of human hybrids because their genetic sequence wasn't certain. So they made all these genetic hybrids where, like, the centaur, like Medusa, all these mystical different types of creatures that came out of the woodworks because their DNA was never set of what exactly.
Oh yeah, there's theories about that. All these things like Bigfoot and stuff like that, and these weird hybrid creatures were actually the Nephilim. Nephilim or Anunnaki, because they're combating that they're different or they're the same thing. Written about in ancient times that they're actually all these weird creatures that we hear of throughout like mythology and stuff were actually real, and they were just manipulating certain DNAs just to see what would happen. You know, so the initiates of the Magians, the descent of the Magians to run society by covert control was based on their consumption and their assumption, not consumption, but they do consume, assumption that human beings are not they're not good enough. Or gifted enough to create a humane world. And it's so funny because they're making the world complete chaos and craziness and order out of chaos to construct essentially and manufacture events that will eventually lead us into the place that they want us to. Just like you have to be kidding. If you believe that a bunch of hang gliding Arabic dudes flew into Israel and started placing bombs, like, you're crazy. They knew they had the Iron Dome. They have some of the most sophisticated, technological advances when it comes to military and being able to observe and understand, who is coming from where and all these, the surveillance that they have. October 7th was an inside job because it's problem, reaction, solution. I've said this so many times. You create the problem, you invoke the reaction out of the plebs and the people, just the populace of indoctrinated fucks, and then you get them to be like, we gotta go to war! And then, you know, they insert themselves and give you the problem. To give the solution to the problem they create. It's 9/11. They needed to go into the Middle East to start eradicating the Muslim countries so that the Jewish people could come in and
you thought it was for the oil, but it was actually for the poppy.
Yeah, well, that's part of it too. Well, the thing about it,
and also the World Trade Center. We're not going to talk
about coincidentally. It's funny how it lines up, right? This idea of like that lines up with that the opium crisis and all that stuff was all around the same time where the soldiers from the United States went in and controlled over the poppy fields over Afghanistan, and they introduced it into the public. And now you look at Vancouver.
Vancouver.
Go look at all of these places where there's people bent in the shape of an L upside or a U upside down and can't even function. And
it's called an N.
People are dying constantly because of drugs and all sorts of stuff. And if people don't even want to acknowledge it. And so they create these problems like 9/11.
So they have something to save you from.
Yes, exactly. The dancing Israelis, all that stuff. So, of course, Lash, this writer, is being too liberal and labeling the Illuminatis as dissidents, since the spiritual betrayal in the mystery schools was a bitch slap to Gaia. Then the red flag of the convert of rebellion. The difference in the views of human potential was the main force that participated in the division of the Magians, the Magellans, whatever the fuck you pronounce this word. Writes Lash, meaning the judgment of ignorance of the Illuminati, who believe that they were indispensable, even if they think that they're nothing less than God's gift to mankind. So they use these people until they need to throw them out, and you see this within society. Yeah. Problem, reaction, solution is a very real thing. I have no idea what Dutch is laughing at right now.
Is that Dutch
at.
Rudder?
Yeah, it's a number one.
You should change his name to Steaming Dutch Rudder. Steaming because he's working so hard at it, you know what I mean?
Loser! You're a loser! Are you feeling sorry for yourself? Well, you should be, because you are dirt!
That's to all the... They can control everything, man. So the different views of it, they think that they're God's gift to humankind. It is simple enough to see that this mindset would develop the hierarchy and structures in society today. True enough, the so-called global elites keep the planet under control, utilizing Illuminati gophers known as politicians, military personnel, police officers, and religious leaders whose function is to be shepherds of society, guarding the sheep until they are ready for slaughter in their endless wars. And... you know, these all these rivalries. People who behave as sheep are so-called sheeple are always the ones who suffer the most because of their programming. Meanwhile, the Illuminati gophers pretend that this is the way it's supposed to be. Yeah, the long-standing ideological disagreement in the mystery schools has, it appears, resulted in the gross inequalities of life on planet Earth. The Illuminati program still is essentially to the patriarchy, its cover of predatory religion, describing the global conspiracy which has conquered the world. While it cannot be exactly said, the deviant adepts known as the Illuminati create the patriarchy, they certainly control it and still do. The abuse of the power and this knowledge that they have to induce schizophrenic states of entertainment, manipulate multiple personalities in the same person, platforming and command behaviors through this suggestion to control people through suggestion and controlling them. The Manchurian candidate technique to brainwash people and then a word. I'll Dutch Rudder you, Brett.
I hope your hands are big.
And command behavior, obviously, through these mind control techniques, continue to this day with the truly evil consequences on the entire world. Attempting to disentangle the enormous these ideas, you know, of the Gnostics and the Illuminati, you have to kind of decipher all this stuff in the same characters. If we accept the mysteries were schools for the Gaian co-evolution dictated to the goddess of Sophia, they could not be run by the Illuminati as contemporary writers who believe that they are exposing the Illuminati have supposed. Everything the Gnostics did in the schools was intended to counterbalance and correct the mechanisms of the deviant adepts. And this is what this author claims. Who knows? That the Gnostics were not, they were just free thinking people that were creating a different thought process for modern humans, and that the Illuminati was seeking to control that and to have everything barricaded by their own control. And you've seen this for years, where the prison has been being built around you for a long time. It has been. Right. So the metaphysical perverts known as the Illuminati have constructed today's society to reflect the manipulation of humankind through religious belief systems, political affiliations, as well as nonstop onslaught of media programming known as news and entertainment. You gotta kind of look gangster now.
Yeah. I gotta put the hat down. Yeah. You don't know.
Clack, clack. So before we get into the defeat of the Illuminati to end this on, let's show a little clip Somebody snuck in recently. So Alex Jones did it way back in the day, got into Bohemian Grove. It's a great thing. You can watch it. I watched it when I was like 16 or something like that. The dark secrets inside Bohemian Grove. So this kid, he's like a younger guy, went into Bohemian Grove recently and caught some, hidden footage. You know, be careful of your nose breathing into the mic, you Jew. Okay. There's enough of that.
Okay, they're eating the blood pudding. All right, that's a start.
All right, so good.
They're eating the blood pudding. Must be somewhere in the south, because listen to how many frogs are.
It's in San Francisco.
It is?
Yes. It's in a red forest in San Francisco. That's where it is.
Down dirty. What's up with the LEDs? Or is that black light, you think?
You know, it's a fun ritual. They're at a party, you know. This guy's just hiding in trees, like...
Lift up your heads, O ye trees, and be ye lifted up, ye ever-living spires. For behold, here is Bohemian's shrine. Holy are the pillars of this house. We spires come not here.
Kind of reminds me of the village.
A voyager across the sky. The clear midsummer moon. Warm, wild in breeze. Blow memories of golden summers past and care and trees. Gather, you forest folk, and cast your spells o'er the north. Touch their world-wide eye with care and hunger. Open their eyes.
Cares after murdering endless people. Very creepy. It does have weird cultist vibes of kind of.
What are you talking about? It's the epitome of cult. Look at these guys.
I know. That's what I'm saying. But it does remind me of the village, and that they drip feed stuff like this within society, and people are like, oh, there's just rich people being weird. Like always, Billy says that it's like
rich people being weird.
Or he's
this
like,
is when beyond weird.
I know, he's like, you get bored, you have lots of money, but no, this is an occult ritual to essentially, to out to the universe, to send these messages, to burn away your cares, essentially. That's what the cremation of care is. They're just burning away their cares of the year, of all the torment and chaos and destruction that they brought upon humanity. And it's pretty messed up. Good for that guy to actually break into that. That's pretty wild.
Should have brought a sniper with him.
I know. Realistic. Pew, pew. Gary, put away your gay pistol.
Pew, 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 pew.
So it is. There's a lot of weird things. This is what essentially when we're getting to this, what this author is trying to say, Lash, is that essentially he's claiming that the mystery schools originally started as a way to enlighten people and to help people think for themselves and to actually use it as a way to help humanity. But there's kind of been this offshoot where they end up going off on their own and wanting to seek dominance over society using these occult practices and these things that they've learned and actually invert it. And that's why it goes back to the Luciferianism of controlling society through inversion, and that's happens within communist ideologies. Is everything is subverted? You have to use people. You have to, you know, make men women. You know, you have to
cut their dicks off.
Yeah, all that stuff is directly connected to the communist ideologies. The whole idea of racism, actually, like not originally, but the communists use the words racism to actually divide people even more and to make people infight. You know, because and this happens. Oh, the only places that push multiculturalism really is Western societies and people where the Europeans are, and because, and especially within Christian nations, is because the Jewish people don't like that, and they need to subvert everything to control everyone under the dominance of a one world government, a one world religion, a one world currency, to control every facet of people's lives. Where the fact that you live like in China is the model for what is going to come to the West if we allow them to do this, because we are the ones that are allowing this. We've allowed all this stuff throughout history. We've allowed this to happen because we chose to do nothing. We chose to not gain knowledge, most people go to school and they're indoctrinated by the Marxist education system. And especially within white people, they tell you to hate your own skin color, to hate yourselves. And then you go on to a college indoctrination system where you're like, I went to school for gender ideology studies. And it's like, that's just a fake thing they made up so they can control you and then make you mad about everything that's going on. And everyone thinks they're oppressed by the wrong people. And it's like, if you would just band together and realize that there's so many people fighting against each other, but they never have, like, oh, the government and the people in control are the ones that are the manufacturer of our enslavement. It's so crazy, man. I was like, how do people not see this by now?
Well, as long as they're fighting with each other, they'll never aim it at them, right?
They deliberately refrain from involvement in politics in order to disassociate themselves from the type of initiates, the Illuminati, who have been enmeshed in the patriarchy and the theocratic power games from their outset. The Illuminati may be a betrayal against what the actual Gnostics wanted to do, because that's why I said they just wanted to, according to tons of different theories, is teach people, right, who abandoned their role of enlightening humankind, right, because they want to use their knowledge to actually teach people. That was the idea, was to teach people and be like, we can become better together rather than having a domineering force over the rest of the population in order to reap the benefits of the entitlements of the ruling class. And we see this nowadays. Now, as before, the Illuminati continues to move forward with their goals of a feverish dream of world domination, cultivating in the New World Order, a one world government, which simply means a global techno-feudalism. This has always been a metaphysical warfare, and humans' choice is once again freedom or slavery. And we are at that fork in the road, 100% we are, where it's like we choose to go this way or that way. We have two choices. We either go into a world where we can live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery, and we can become collectivized in a way that we want to all live by each other's happiness, right? Or we have communism, the one world communist new world order, where everything is controlled by one centralized government.
Yeah, it's not gonna work. Communism has killed more people than any other type of government known to mankind.
I know. Hundreds of millions of people have been slaughtered from communism. So we have a choice now. Maybe the know-it-alls and the derogatory term used by the church against the Gnostics might be able to help them out, but we have to understand that we need to collectivize as people and realize that there was one group of, there's about 100 families ruling over the entire world. That's what it is, but maybe probably even less than that, but about 100 different families, including the 13 Illuminati bloodline families, that are controlling and domineering over the mass population while people are so busy just going like this. And you'd be like, oh, that dog video is funny. Yeah. They're all using this to their own advantage, and we can clearly see that this is happening. So we wanted to recover the Illuminati. Sorry for the stumbling, and we stumbled along the way a couple times with technical difficulties and all sorts of weirdness going on, but We appreciate everybody tuning in. Obviously, if you're watching the show, we thank you for listening. We take nothing seriously, as we always say. But you can support the show by buying merch, on the site. Fuck the New World Order. Fuck communism. Fuck a lot of things. And you can buy the logo. There's merch you can support on the Patreon, where there's a bunch of stuff that you guys can go check out now. It's awesome. We have a bunch of stuff on the Patreon. What the fuck is that shit? What shit? What shit?
What are you talking about?
Swatch, Papa.
Wait, what's Dutch Rudder saying again?
That was one.
No. I was going to say that's...
I was going to say that you said it was like the Village vibe.
It is the Village vibe.
It is the Village vibe. So everybody, obviously, support the show. We would appreciate it greatly if you do so. And yeah, it's going to be... we got a lot of stuff to come in the works. Oh, this is actually live. Yes, it is.
Yeah, you nailed it.
I know. I play tricks where people think we're live and we're... Maybe we're not. I don't know. How do you know what's going on? I know.
How do you know what reality is?
I know.
You're just a fucking puppet.
No, everyone's a puppet. It. So, oh, puppet. So that I wanted to recover this just to get, I always like doing the foundations of conspiracy before we dive deeper down this rabbit hole. So, you know, everyone support the show. I never know how to end this shit. So, we love you. Thank you for tuning in to the episode about the Illuminati. I have a lot more stuff to come when it comes to celebrities and the idea of Satanism being used throughout Hollywood. There's a lot of things coming into the works. So thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Like, subscribe, comment, all that stuff. And we're going to leave you on one of my songs. The chorus has to do with the Illuminati. The rest of it does not. So everybody, thank you for listening and be aware of the Illuminati.
It's time to party, everybody. Let's party like the Illuminati. Get your cups up and drink the blood. You're about to get fucked up. It's time to party, everybody. Let's party like the Illuminati. Get your cups up. Drink that blood, you're about to get fucked up.
Oh shit, you just crossed the line. You go, bitch, toss them dimes. Your only focus is on this awesome night. Get the code checked, then it's flossing time. You're so vexed, you just lost your mind. You go get your friends that shot with lime. Scoping for the hardest guys, hoping you're the one of a kind. But when you're really not, you think sun shines out of your stinky twat. And I can run lines, but I think I'd rather not. Dumb slut, keep drinking those Jagger shots. You keep talking unaware who's there and who's not. You're sleepwalking lost in a stair caught by the devil's eyes. Living to pleasure, guys. Stuck by demons telling you to end your life. This is not a dream, bitch. I'm the definition of what God is.
It's time to party, everybody. Let's party like the Illuminati. Get your cups up and drink the blood. You're about to get fucked up. It's time to party, everybody. Let's party like the Illuminati. Get your cups up and drink the blood. You're about to get fucked up.
Your neighbor's telling you to keep it down, and you persuade them, say, oh, you won't hear a sound. What's the flavor of the week now? Behaving like a creep the way you sleep around. You should stay asleep instead of being here now. Walk past bedrooms, hear weird sounds. You got an ass, it's clear when you feel down. And I lost my path, I want to disappear after what I feel now. Stay lost inside, stay, stop, I hate the loss of lives. I've got pride, why you caught me on the sidelines? This is my time, smoke so much, I should be on high times. My lines, powerful like coke to your mind. Powerless like white clones in a white home in D.C. And I was diagnosed with OCD.
Maybe it's time more to party, clearly. Everybody. Let's party like the Illuminati. Get your cups up and drink that blood. You're about to get fucked up. It's time to party, everybody. Let's party like the Illuminati. Get your cups up and drink that blood. You're about to get fucked up.
Sitting at the bar stool, drinking like any cap cartoons. Getting fucked up like Manny Pastor. Find it hard to talk to anyone around. Can't see the time on your watch. You stumble down on the stool, falling down all around. Eyes watching the drunken fool, thinking drinking is fucking cool. Until you're in a fucking pool of your own vomit. Acknowledge when it's time to stop. When your mind's lost, can't find your thoughts. As a man, I find it odd to understand those kinds of broads. I'm lucky, one of a kind broad that stole my heart years ago. Cold and dark, consoled and odd. My mind torn apart by the thoughts I hold in shots of my reverence. And I'm smarter than you, you can't reach my intelligence.
It's time to party, everybody. Let's party like the Illuminati. Get your cups up and drink the blood. You're about to get fucked up. It's time to party, everybody. Let's party like the Illuminati. Get your cups up and drink the blood. You're about to get fucked up.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.